With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A glitzy election year roast by President Biden drew journalists, celebrities, and politicians, but also hundreds of protesters against the war in Gaza. Annual White House Correspondents Association dinner took place in Washington Saturday night. Retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis predicting some big changes in Ukraine's favor over the next year, thanks to all the military hardware provided by the just-passed Ukraine aid bill.
Much more ammunition, and that's going to ramp up as the year goes on. F-16s will be operating in numbers, probably 45 of them by that time.
Stavridis tells the Salem Radio Network Ukraine's new weapons will not only help stop the Russian advance, but may also force Vladimir Putin to the bargaining table. Also at SRNnews.com, Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed shooting down another U.S. military drone, and the U.S. military acknowledged to the Associated Press that a U.S. Air Force MQ-9 drone has crashed in Yemen. An Iraqi social media influencer is dead.
Iraqi authorities are investigating the killing of a well-known social media influencer who was shot by an armed motorcyclist in front of her home in central Baghdad. Kufran Mehdi Sawadi, known as Fahad on TikTok and Instagram, was popular for her dancing videos and was followed by tens of thousands of people. An Iraqi security official said that the attacker opened fire as Sawadi parked her car in front of her house, killing her, then took her phone and fled the scene. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
State media says a tornado struck the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou, killing five people, damaging more than 140 factory buildings. The China Meteorological Administration said the tornado hit about 3 o'clock Saturday. This is SRN News. Another popular children's cartoon goes woke.
Bluey is a show about a family of dogs from Australia, Blue Heelers, actually, and it's become an international hit, watched by millions of kids here in the U.S. In the latest episode, the producers have introduced the LGBT agenda by bringing in a character that has, quote, two moms. This is par for the course in children's programming these days, with the ultra-popular Peppa Pig show revealing gay polar bears a while back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hindu nationalism isn't just a threat to Christians in India. International Christian Concern says radical Hindus in Nepal are now launching violent attacks on the small community of believers in that country. In fact, there are reports Hindu nationalists in India are behind the uptick in the persecution of the Nepal Christians. Pastors say evangelism in the country is becoming increasingly dangerous. Hindu nationalism inside India has been driving attacks on Christians for the past decade. SRN News. Wild onions are among the first foods to grow at the tail end of winter in the South. Generations of indigenous people place the onions at the center of an annual communal event.
There's a wild onion dinner every Saturday somewhere in Oklahoma. These dinners take place from February through May. Wild onions are typically cooked for large gatherings. It's a side dish of greens with a familiar peppery bite, served alongside fried pork, beans, fry bread, chicken dumplings, cornbread, and soup. The food is familiar among tribal nations in the Southeast, including the Cherokee and Seminole. Andrew Stewart reporting.
Temporary farm workers are getting more legal protections against employer retaliation. The new rule from the federal government is focusing on unsafe working conditions, illegal recruitment, as well as other abuses. The rule goes into effect June 28th. News and analysis at SRNnews.com.